The Mishnah of Chafei Amud Aleph brings down a halacha that shluchei mitzvah p'turim in ha-sukkah. If someone's going to do a mitzvah, he's pater from eating in the sukkah because of the klal of oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. And the Gemara says we learn out this klal from the din of chasan being pater from kriyashma. It says by the psukim of kriyashma that a chasan is pater from kriyashma because he's oisik b'mitzvah. And from here we learn out that any case of oisik b'mitzvah would be pater min ha-mitzvah and huadin to sukkah. Now Rabbi Kivega asks a very stark akasha on this Dimian to our Mishnah. It's actually not a Bikivegar's kasha, it's a Shoyal and a Tshuva who asks us to Bikivegar. And he asks the following question: how could you learn out from a chasam being patur from Kriyashma that a Isaac b'mitzvah is patur from mitzvah sukkah? L'chair, there's no Dimian. When a chasam is patur from Kriyashma, he's being Isaac b'mitzvah, and he's being patur from the mitzvah of Kriyashma, b'shev al taisa. He's sitting down and not being mekayem the mitzvah of Kriyashma. He's just being nimna from doing a mitzvah, but he's not being over on a mitzvah b'kum maaseh. But how can you learn from there to sukkah that if a person is isik b'mitzvah, he's pater from mitzvah sukkah, and he's allowed to eat outside the sukkah? When he's eating outside the sukkah, he's being over an isser b'kum maaseh. He's going b'yadayim. He's being over an isser of achilim chutz sukkah b'yadayim by doing an achilim chutz sukkah. So mechitesi, how can you learn out from Krishma that from the fact that you're pater from mitzvah b'shev al taisa, that you're allowed to be over an isser being mevata an aseh b'yadayim? That's the kasha of the shayel that he asked the Mikveger. Mikveger said back to him, he said, "Mechilas kod tarasa, you're making a mistake and you're misunderstanding the whole mitzvah of achilah basukkah." He says, "The mitzvah of achilah basukkah, there's no isser of eating outside the sukkah. It's not an isser asay, they're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. The whole mitzvah is that there's a mitzvah in the gavra that he has to make sure that all his achilas are done in the sukkah. And mimela, when you eat outside the sukkah, that's a bittul b'shev al taisa, not b'kum asay. Meaning the fact that you ate outside the sukkah and didn't eat in the sukkah, you're being mevatel the mitzvah that you're supposed to eat in the sukkah. That's a bitl b'shev al taisa. The fact that you happen to be eating, b'kum asay, that doesn't make a difference because that's not the issa. This is not to be oichel mechutz sukkah. The issa is that you're mechuyev to do a mitzvah achil in the sukkah. And when you eat outside the sukkah, not in the sukkah, it's a bitl b'shev al taisa of not being mechayev the mitzvah achila in the sukkah. And that's exactly the same as kriyashma. They're being mevatel a mitzvah by not saying kriyashma. And who would then over here being mevatel a mitzvah by not eating in the sukkah? So it comes out of very sadis in machlankis between Rabbi Kivega and the Shoyal how to understand the mitzvah of the isra of achilah mechutz sukkah. According to the Shoyal, it's an isra asay, you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. According to Rabbi Kivega, there's no isra eating outside the sukkah. It's a mitzvah that your achilah should be in the sukkah. And when you eat outside the sukkah, you're being mevatel that mitzvah b'shev al taisa. Now this machlankis between Rabbi Kivega and the Shoyal is very reminiscent of the machlankis we had earlier a couple times between Rav Shimon Shkap and the Menchas Chinuch, how to understand the mitzvah of eating, the isra of eating outside the sukkah. According to the Menchas Chinuch, it seemed to be more of an isra, say. According to Rav Shimon, it was more of a bittle of the mitzvah of achila the sukkah. You're mechuyev to do that mitzvah of achila in the sukkah. The Pasha says that is exactly the machalikus over here between the Kivegar and the Shoyal. But it is possible to be mechalik. Maybe they're arguing about a more dachistic and akuda over here, but the Pasha would be, it's a very similar machalikus. Is there a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah being mevatel, or is there an act of Isser of eating mechutz sukkah? But al kopanim, it's a very sadistic shayla over here. When you do eat outside the sukkah, is that a bittel b'kum maaseh, or is it a bittel b'shev al taisa? That is the machlokes between the Bikveger and the shayla.